Welcome to the Self Podcast. It's your host, Discovery Day here, and we got a guest. We got two guests, to be honest with you. You got the homie Manny in the building. How you doing, Manny?
What's going on, brother? You know me, I'm always good. It's a good vibe, bro, being on your podcast.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. Thank you for letting me use your house as well.
You're welcome. You know, mi casa, tu casa.
What's up, Blue?
And this is my baby boy, Blue.
Yeah. He's going to be a character in this episode for sure.
Yeah. He's a main character, guys, but don't worry about him.
So obviously it's a self podcast. I'll just start with the self discovery portion of the podcast. If you could describe yourself in three words, what words would you use?
Okay, I would use straightforward, very, very trusting, outgoing.
It's interesting. I had like came up answers for you. I was like, okay, what do I think of when I think of Emmanuel? Mm-hmm. And I was like, funny, energetic, and radical.
God damn. No, that was way off. Way off. But you only gave me three. So to be fair, you know, you have way more than me.
Yeah.
So, but you know, to each his own.
Yeah. I feel like funny. I feel like you always been funny since we were little ass kids. Like you always looking for the joke or like just trying to make everyone have like a really humorous or nice time.
I could see that. Yeah, I would agree with that because, you know, I feel like, I don't know, like it's always, you're supposed to be positive, bro. You know, like life is positive. You know, it's too short to be negative, bro.
Yeah, and that's true.
You get a lot of sickness that way too, bro.
Yeah, that's a fact. I feel like that outgoing and energetic kind of go hand in hand. Like you just like to be out there. Like I feel like you get your energy from being around people.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much because if I'm inside, I'm either playing video games or I'm hanging out with Blue, just lounging around, watching TV, you know. But if I'm out and about, then yeah, I'm usually like amped up, going. I mean, I guess you would say I'm like a sponge. Like I absorb the energy around
you.
Yeah.
I can see that. And I feel like radical, straightforward, it's kind of the same thing. I feel like once you have an opinion on something, like you believe in that opinion really, really strong. I feel like you want like dramatic impact or change when you like have an idea of something.
Mm-hmm. So. I feel like that's how it's supposed to be. You make a change, it's supposed to be dramatic. Yeah, it could be little, but you know, if you're going to do something, why not do it big?
That's true. What are your three favorite qualities about yourself?
My three favorite qualities is that I love animals.
As we can see.
Yes.
He's going to work.
Yeah. I love animals. I try to accommodate everybody that I'm around. You know, make sure that they're very
taken care of.
Yeah, very taken care of, very well adjusted to everything. And the third one, I would say, yeah, probably the radical part, the straightforward part.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense.
So, one thing I wish people knew more about me is that I care a lot. Yeah, the stuff I may say may come off as, oh, this guy's just an asshole. You know, like it's radical, very straightforward, but understand that it does come from a place of genuine wanting of change and betterment for people.
I like that. That's actually really dope. I feel like you've always been that way, right? Like I feel like once you made a connection with somebody or with something, you're like, yo, I'm going to make sure I take care of that thing. And you're going to like go above and beyond to make sure you take care of that thing or that person. So I definitely agree with that for sure. So for this next section, it's called the self section. Have you ever struggled with knowing yourself or knowing what you wanted in life?
Not really knowing what I wanted in life. But knowing myself, not really, because again, I feel like the way I live my life is you're always learning something, whether it be about yourself,
facts.
You know, like whether it be about something new, like animals, you know, like you're always learning something about something. So I can't really say I struggle with knowing myself, But I guess you could say I would want to know more about myself, but I would have to discover what I want to know.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one of those things.
Yeah. To be honest, like, since we were, I would say more by like sixth grade, I feel like you were super certain about what you want in your life, who you are as a person. Like, he was one person in school that was like, I don't need to be doing this shit, bro. I already know what job I want. Like, this is math shit or this English shit or whatever it was. You're like, not that you didn't need it, but you were like, bro, like, I know where I'm going in life. I know what I want to accomplish in life.
Exactly.
This isn't really going to take me down the path that I need to go down. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of a waste of time for me.
Exactly.
At that time in sixth grade, like, that sounds crazy as shit. But then, now us being older and me seeing you, like, fulfill, like, what you want to fulfill mm-hmm. in life, it was kind of like, damn, like, this nigga deadass always knew. Like, he was dumbass confident. We were 11, 12 years old. He's like, bro, this school shit is not for me. It's a waste of time. Like, I need a job. Once I get my job, I'm Gucci. And bro, since that, you've been Gucci.
Yeah, bro. I feel like working really teaches you a lot about yourself, honestly.
Definitely.
Honestly, like I said, like, if kids now could work, because I think I was working at, what year were we? We were, what?
We were helping your dad?
Yeah. Well, we were still in middle school when we were helping my dad.
Yeah, I was like, we was in like, at least when I started helping, I was in eighth grade.
I was doing that from like the
kid. Yeah, I was like, you was doing that from day one, though.
But if this generation could definitely learn or do something, definitely do a job, bro. Because that definitely helps you learn about yourself.
Yeah.
And teaches you self-worth a lot.
No, that's true. I think there's like certain people in life or like certain kids mm-hmm. that are like, they kind of, not that they don't need school, but like they're better off going to work rather than going to college. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you were definitely one of those type of people.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hands-on learning, bro.
At what age did you feel like you really knew yourself?
I would say definitely middle school. Mm. Definitely middle school. Because as you said, like I would say right off the bat, I don't need this shit, bro. honestly, parents, if you're watching this, listen to your kids. Because if they say they don't need this shit, chances are they probably know what they're talking about. I get it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because nobody wanted to listen to me. No, you need it. You need it. Yeah. Yeah. Just waste of time, honestly.
And I think, like, especially, like you said, like, for the parents that are, like, that are watching or listening, like, if your kid is a kid that's like, no, like, I know what I want to do, and, searching for what I want to do.
And they're headstrong.
And I'm trying to, like, find out, like, to do what I want to do in life is like, yeah, low key, like, let that kid do it. Cause you always wanted to be like, yo, like, I already do maintenance stuff with my dad. Like, why am I wasting my time?
And cause I want to work with my hands, bro. Like, yeah, it was like, yo.
And you always found, whether like with your dad or just like in the building 189 or even your own building that you lived at, you always found some type of handyman job for you to do. So it wasn't like you were just saying that and talking out your ass. Like, you were dead ass.
Exactly.
Like, no, like, I'll really do this. Like, I'm ready to do this.
Bro, I was one of those people that I was a firm believer in being able to back up your talk. Mm. And you know that.
Yeah,
you know? I like to back up my talk. So like if I'm gonna say something like, yo, I don't need this.
I'm dead ass.
I'm dead ass, I don't need it, bro. If I say like, oh, like I wanna get this, I'm gonna get it. Like, it may take some time, but I'm gonna get it.
You're gonna get it.
Yeah.
I feel that. How do you feel about the idea of getting older?
The idea of getting older, honestly, bro, it's just an idea. It's not, to me, I don't really think about getting older because, to be honest, who the fuck am I kidding? I'm a kid at heart, bro. Like, I'm a big ass kid, honestly. So, like, for me, it's like, I don't really think about getting older. I feel like that's when you actually start getting the grades, is when you start focusing on that shit.
Really? I don't know. I often think about getting older, and I'm actually like excited about the idea of getting older.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, but I've always been a person that's hung out with people older than me, and always like look towards my future more than I like stayed in the present or even mm-hmm. reflected on the past. So, like, yeah, like, the future or, like, getting older is, like, it's, like, inspiring to me. It's, like, oh, like, because there's so much more that you can grow from. There's so much more you can learn. So much more you can experience once you're older. So, it's, like, that's always been, like, oh, okay. Like, I heard people talk about, like, them being in their 30s. I'm always sitting there, like, oh, my God. Like,
you're like, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Wait.
And I know, like, obviously, like, as a kid, like, when you think about getting older, you think about all the great things. Obviously, I'm old enough, mature enough to know, like, it's not going to all be great. Mm-hmm. But I'm still excited for, like, the badness of it. Because I know that, like, there's so many lessons coming from that moment. So it's like...
See, but that's life, though, bro.
I mean, yeah, true.
That's the joy of life, though, you know? Like, yeah, you got to take the yin and the yang, bro. You can't just take the good.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely.
You know, like... But, like... Yeah, no, I see what you mean. Me, like I said, I don't really think about it. I don't... To me, I'm more focused on today, bro. Mm-hmm. You know, like, getting through it today, getting to tomorrow, that's it.
How do you stay so present in life?
How do I see myself?
No, how do you stay so present in life? Like, how do you stay focused on, like, what's going on right
now?
Oh,
how do I stay present?
Yeah.
Honestly, my job, dude, my job honestly does a lot of mental work for me, to be honest. Like, it's not to be like, oh, I don't do no mental work myself, but, like, it's, you know, just, like, take one day at a time. You know, for those who are struggling with staying in the present,
yeah,
try focus on one task, you know, because I have ADHD, bro. And it's hard, bro. Yeah, it's hard. Motherfucker, it is hard to stay fucking focused. But, you know, if you have something, if you're doing something that you're really excited to do and, you know, you have ambition, you want, you have a drive to get to that and see that shit through, you'll be good. You'll have all the focus you need on staying focused on the present.
No, fact. Like, that's kind of how it is for me with this. Is like, I'm constantly thinking about, like, doing more ideas and stuff. But, like, when I'm editing or, like, I'm doing the show, like, talking to somebody, those are the only times in my normal life where I can stay present. Like I always said, like, I always think about the future all the time. Mm-hmm. And this is the only time I'm allowed to be like, okay, let me, like, stay in the moment.
But yeah. You know, I didn't realize, like, the last question... I actually do think about the future a lot now that I think about it. Because, like, bro, like, I'm here, but I'm already thinking about my next step.
Yeah.
You know, and I just got this apartment. So I'm just like, dude, like, yeah. But, again, I just focus on now, you know?
What is that next step for you? Like, what is that next thing you're thinking about for life or your career? Or even, like, personal?
Well, I mean... I feel like all that stuff is personal. Like, because for me, I don't want to work for, you know...
For somebody else.
Yeah, for somebody else for, like, till I fucking die, bro. They're pushing that to 70. I'm good. The next step would be get all the knowledge I can right now in the fields that I can and the fields that I love and network with a bunch of people that I know could, like, help me prevail and see my goals through. And who I could also help, like, give a hand to, help out. And, yeah, you know, like, just network, really. But, honestly, next goal is just getting more money. That's it. Give more money, making sure that my people's is fed.
Yeah, I know. That's... Just talking about you, boo.
Yep.
That's you. What's one thing you discovered about yourself that someone else had to tell you?
Had to tell me?
Yeah. It could be good or bad.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot.
What's the one that stood out the most?
The one that stood out the most would be...
Like, oh, shit. Like, I didn't know I was like this or, like, I have this talent or gift or perception of me. And then... That's what made you realize, like, oh, shit.
Honestly, probably the, I would say the radical part, because that honestly started sticking out a lot the past few years, you know, which, I mean, it's not bad.
No.
You know, to me,
I think that shows a level of passion that you have.
It shows drive, bro. Yeah. It shows that, yo, you're willing to actually get up and do something when it's something that needs to be done, you know? So, like, hoorah. But, yeah, no, like, that's the only thing that stuck out to me, really. That, yeah, other than being hard-headed.
this but, nigga been hard headed since day one.
Bro, since yo, the day I die, bro. All right? That's a hard head, all right? But you know that other than that, that's the only thing.
Mm-hmm. What is something or has someone ever described something about yourself that you want to change?
Yes. My what communication.
Ooh. How was that conversation?
Motherfucker.
You have to communicate back.
Yo, imagine that. Yo,
communication is trash. Wait, whoa.
I'm over here thinking I'm talking level headed as fuck, bro. But meanwhile, my fucking tone is decimals. I'm like, oh shit, man. Like a fucking rabid dog, bro. So, yeah, no, when that conversation came up, I was taken back because I was like, oh shit.
You wasn't expecting it?
No, was not. And that's another thing too that somebody had told me. And I was like, yo, I thought my communication was on point. You know, like I thought, you know, straight to the point.
Yeah.
Like a fucking scalpel. That's how you're supposed to be. That's what everybody wants.
That's not
what everybody fucking wants. that's another thing too. I was like, yo, I'm done pleasing people. I'm just gonna talk how I talk, bro. And whoever likes it. Whoever hangs around. That's it. They're meant to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how that happened. That's how my conversation went. I was like, listen, you don't like how I talk. You understand where I'm coming from. But you.
That's it.
That's it. Like that's how I feel like it should go. But. No.
How did you change it, or are you going to change it?
Talk softer. Dude, I'm a nigga, bro. I'm a blue collar worker, bro. All right? I came up from fucking God knows what, right? And this is how I talk, bro. This is how I communicate, right? You know, like if I'm yelling, it's because I'm excited.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, I'm like ready to rip your head off. Yeah. You know, like you've been around long enough to know if I'm ready to rip somebody's head off. So like, so just to me, it feels like, okay, yeah, it's me. It could be me, but it also does have to play on other people and understanding. You know, like yeah, okay, it's that bullshit. Oh, if everybody keeps saying it's you, then the problem has to be you. Not necessarily. You know.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. I feel like, especially when it comes to communication, mm-hmm. I think that definitely depends on who you're communicating with. Because like you said, like I would know, like okay, he's not actually angry. He's just like excited or
exactly.
like, passionate about what exactly. He's
oh man, he's not just being a dickhead.
Yeah. I would say, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I'm more of a people pleaser than you are.
Yeah.
So like I often like just start off like in like a self-spoken manner and like kind of be quiet, like chill, and just like speak directly, but not like to like do this or else.
Yeah.
And that's definitely helped me. But then I've also been on the other side of that where like it like kind of backfired on
and
me.
And it's like, yo, like, why the fuck? Yeah. Like, why like, am I even doing it? Like, yeah,
why am I
being
this nice person that I exactly. don't really like? Like, I don't, this makes no sense. But I don't know. I think it does give you a little bit more leeway with the person. Cause like you start off being nice, talking softly, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then once that relationship or that bond or like whatever it is, like grows or gets to a point where you're more comfortable with communicating with each other, when you do change or you do talk more passionately, I think the person understands like, oh, okay, maybe he's coming from a different place or maybe he has a different perspective on this thing. And that's why he's talking to me this way. So,
well, literally like,
I think it is a process too.
Yeah. I've been hanging around with people that like, are similar to like me.
Yeah, and that you know you.
And like know me.
Yeah.
And like they understand. They like and they actually they're like I could scream, I could throw, like I could blow a fuse, right? But these people understand me.
Yeah.
You know? And like it's good to have that type of community to be around
you.
Cause like if you don't have that community, then you're just gonna get pointed at and get told, oh, yo, you're wrong, you're fucked up, you're messed up, you're this way, you're that way. But when you have people that actually understand you and just going through shit.
And willing to listen.
Yeah, and actually willing to put the work and actually try. And,
yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, yo, like, all right, let me see
where he's coming
from.
Yeah,
see what's going on. Like, maybe take a deeper look at myself.
Who has had the most influence on shaping who you are today?
Shit. It has to be one person?
I mean, it could be whoever.
Because, dude, it's a fucking lot.
Okay, people. Yeah. All right, give me your top three.
Top three? Okay. All right, let me just generalize it. Okay. All right? So I would say it would be my community, like where I grew up, right? Definitely shaped where I am, like who I am, how I move, do all this shit. The friends I made on my way and the people I've lost.
Mm. Wow.
And I'll take that to the grave, bro. And my family.
How have they all impacted on who you are?
They, like, you guys helped me a lot, honestly. You know, like in middle school, we would cut ass on each other.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, holy shit.
Prime time bullying, yeah.
Oh, my God. Boy. And I was the tallest nigga, too, so I was getting flamed on, bro. What?
Like, we all had something.
Yeah, we all had something, but the tallest nigga always got the worst for some reason. But, yeah, definitely, no, that shit helped me shape. Like
who you are,
who I am, and how I am with my friends.
Where do you think you got your work ethic from?
My work ethic? Definitely from the older heads I used to hang out with, mm-hmm. bro. And yeah, definitely the older heads, bro. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the community, like I said, the community, because see these drug dealers, bro, fucking trapping, doing whatever it takes when shit was illegal, bro? What? I was like, God damn, bro. These niggas are living lavish? I was like, I need to do that shit, but the legal way.
Let me find a legal way of making money.
Let me find a legal way to do this shit.
Dropped out of school, huh? Mm. How can I do that
without
legally?
Out. Yeah. That, honestly, my dad, my brother too, my mom, because my mama always said, when you do it something, even if you don't like it, put your 100% in, because you never know the outcome.
That's true. That's
dude, that real. Shit stuck with me.
That's real
stuck
shit.
Stuck with me to this fucking day.
I'm like, that's real shit, though.
And I was like, wow.
Because some people really half-ass shit. Like, no matter what it is, like, they'll go in like, nah, I'm not gonna lie. I was like that for the majority of my like life where I was kind of like, because things kind of came easy to me. So mm-hmm. a lot of times I'll kind of be like, nah, I don't really got to try.
Just be complacent with your shit?
Yeah. And then I got bothered by being complacent. And then I was like, I want to grow and be better. And I'm like, and I also like started to realize like this is like really bad. But I realized I started to dumb myself down to be around certain people. Like I wouldn't be as smart as intelligent.
You wouldn't be who yourself really is.
Yeah, I was like holding myself back because I was like, oh, no one else is at this level or no one else is thinking this way. So let me like just kind of be chill. And then I realized I'm like, I'm making myself look dumb. Like I'm not. I know I'm smarter, or I know I have like a better understanding of these things, or I know I have a different opinion or a different ambition than these people. But for some reason, I'm like, nah, I'm going to just be like everybody else. And then that shit started to bother me. And I was like, nah, I'm going to do my own thing.
Bro.
It's time for me to grow up.
That's funny you say that shit, bro. Because I realized that shit when I was younger. I was like, yo. Like, and that's why I think I became more radical. Mm. Like, I became more, like, outspoken. Like, because there was times when I was like, yo, I should have said some shit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of times I feel like I should have said some shit and I could have done something or I should have, you know, like, and I don't ever want to feel like that. So whether right or wrong, I'm going to speak my mind, bro. And if you're a real ass nigga and you a real one, you could say, you don't have to be like, yo, what the fuck? Okay. So how'd you get that from there to, how do you get from A to B?
Yeah.
You know?
Like,
try to understand.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's the thing that played into my radicalness. I was like, you know, fuck being soft-spoken. That shit ain't gonna get me nowhere, bro.
It's funny, like, in real time, I'm watching you do this, and I'm like, yo, how the fuck is he doing this? I'm like, this guy does not care. And, like I'll be honest, like, I was definitely scared, because I was like, because you would get so much judgment or so much, like, punishment for you being the way you were.
I didn't care. I was me. Yeah, exactly. I was me, bro. Yeah. And that's the thing I tried to show everybody. Yo, don't fucking be scared of judgment, bro.
And I think, like, especially by the time we got to eighth grade, I was kind of like, I ain't gonna lie, this nigga's kind of right. Like, they keep yelling at him, but I'm like, he's right, though. And I think even our teacher started to realize, like, oh, okay, like, obviously, you have a lot of energy with your opinions, but like I think teachers start to understand, like, oh, like this is coming from a good place. Like you said earlier, like you care about the thing that you're talking about. So I'm like,
exactly. Like, I'm not like I think I told you this the other day. I was like when I start speaking up on shit, that's when people should start being like, paying attention. Okay, yeah, paying attention, because I don't really be talking out my ass. You know, but like I feel like that's when people should start paying attention, is when, you know, people like me start talking. Mm. You know, it's like, okay, what the fuck? Okay.
Right. This is coming from somewhere.
Yeah, it's coming from somewhere. Like, he's not an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, relax. Like, let me put my emotions away, you know?
Let me listen.
And let me just listen. And that's where I feel like, that's why I want to try and show to everybody. Like, yo, just try and listen to people. Opinions, all right, they're opinions.
Yeah.
You know? Like, nobody can have the fucking right opinion compared to you.
Yeah, yeah. It's all about perspective. Like, whatever you're looking from, whatever experiences you had in life is based on where your opinion is coming from.
Bro, yo, and I talked to people on both sides, and I was like, yo, okay. Level-headed, bro. Again, level-headed. This is why I keep telling everybody, yo, listen to people's opinions. Let them talk. It could be some wild shit, too. Yo, wild. Right? But let them talk.
Yeah.
They're humans. Yeah, people, no, facts. Human rights, bro.
And I think that's one thing. I definitely struggle with that too, of like understanding and truly listening to somebody. Because like sometimes you do get around certain people where you're like, this nigga sounds a little crazy.
Yeah.
But then it's like you said, like you got to treat them like a person. Like you got to listen to them. Like they're coming from their own perspective. So it's like understand their perspective, their understanding of the situation, or the circumstance, or the topic, or whatever.
Exactly.
And then, like, form your opinion around that. Mm-hmm. Don't form your opinion based on the person. Base it off whatever you guys are discussing.
Bro, we do it to babies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it to babies. Why the fuck did we stop? No, that's the thing. No? And I give people the benefit of the doubt, but...
Yeah. You
know.
What are you most proud of about yourself?
What am I most proud of? The fact that my baby boy is alive to this day. 5 years kicking and screaming. But honestly, I'm proud of the fact that I'm still alive. Honestly, wow. Truth be told, I'm glad I'm still alive.
Do you feel like there was a moment in your life where like you wasn't gonna live?
Moments.
Oh, wow.
Moments, bro. And... again, it was shit that I did in my past, right? People I had to cut out. But again, I'm glad to be alive because I learned so much, like, in my life, bro. Like, it's crazy. Like,
what is the biggest or most important lesson you learned in your life?
The biggest lesson to learn in life is learn who you are.
Facts.
And
facts.
That, honestly, to me, that's the best lesson you could learn, is that. Because once you figure that, then nobody else could tell you who the fuck you are, bro.
True.
And you don't have to take shit from people. I'm not saying it to be cocky, but you know, you walk around with a lot more confidence when you learn about yourself and when you learn who you are, you know? And that's the one thing I'm proud of. Being alive, bro. Being alive. I can see all the beautiful fuck-ups we still gotta do.
But those fuck-ups come with lessons, you know? Lessons come with, like, experience, and those experiences, like, help you grow, so. It's all part of the same shit.
Fucking yin and yang, bro.
No, for real.
Like, we're really fucked up yin and yang.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Thank
this
you.
This was, like, super inspiring. Like, I wasn't even expecting it to get this deep. It got really deep.
Yeah, nah, bro. I mean, I'm glad that you chose this route on your podcast to go with it, bro. Honestly, and like I said... well, if we're still on the podcast, we don't cut this part out. I'm glad to those who have made it to this day, who I rocked with and who are still rocking with me. And those who are not in my circle, I hope you guys still doing your stuff, still doing good, you know. I don't wish nothing really evil on you guys, you know. You guys probably deserve it, but let's be real, we're all adults now. Come on. But I just hope you guys, everybody, has a prosper and healthy life. And honestly, you guys figure out what you guys really want before you guys are old.
Facts. Anything you want to say, Blue?
No. Blue's like, key to life is just lounging.
Staying in the house, eating my snacks, playing with my toys.
Getting the owner that loves you.
And you're Gucci.
For real, bro.
If you guys enjoyed this episode, make sure you leave a like down below, subscribe to the channel, and download the episode. And I'll see you guys in the next one.
Deuces. Peace, guys.